Driving up to the Lake Champlain Islands this sub-zero morning, I take a detour to see the Snow Farm Vineyard.
Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks.
Partly because I've never seen a vineyard in winter, mostly because Snow Farm strikes me as such a Vermont name, every farm up here in winter being a snow farm, its fields rich with the bitter white crop of the season. Lake Champlain is now frozen from horizon to horizon. Duck blinds, shaggy as buffalo, stand half a mile out. Closer to the causeway, an ice fisherman is working his auger through crusted snow scalloped by the wind. Over on the islands, the orchards have lost not only their greens, but even their browns. They consist of thickets of grey bundles. The entire landscape looks dead, motionless, detached. The trees themselves have become sticks. Beyond the orchard is a working barn, its siding like planks from the winter trees. Hard to believe it'll be working much longer. Faded to the color of ash, planks askew, held upright apparently by the sheer force of habit. Maybe it'll actually be the spring that makes it fall. The moisture and new sap like a new idea, suggesting that maybe it'll abandon verticality and try something more interesting and horizontal instead. Now I'm down at the west shore, where the little bays have frozen and are covered with ice rubble, shattered and glinting like glass. Six trees in a tight cluster all bear signs reading, "Private beach, thank you," faded almost to white. The beach has no visitors except for logs like bleached bones. Past corn stubble, brittle and askew like a defeated army, and then there's the vineyard. It's not much of a vineyard, really. I somehow expected it to swarm all the way up a sunny hillside, row on row, with its own chateau, forgetting that this is a Vermont enterprise, a snow farm, viticulture against all odds. The plot is small, and at this time of year seems much smaller, shriveled to little more than its posts, a low tangle of brown stalks along the guiding wires, and the straw-coloured skeletons of grass poking through the snow. Even more than anywhere else in northern Vermont, the place seems to be in full retreat. Aghast, as if the vines in their botanical wisdom have withdrawn their vital juices not just into the hard northern earth to hibernate, but have undergone a much longer journey, to California perhaps, or the south of France, somewhere where wine, gaiety, and summer still seem possible.
Tim Brooks is a regular essayist for our program and author of A Hell of a Place to Lose a Cow, An American Hitchhiking Odyssey.